Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Everyone, it's your host, Belinda Ellsworth, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm here today with your Tuesday tip, and today we are going to talk about the 5 tips for effective selling. Let's face it, folks, we're all selling something of one kind or another, whether you're in an actual sales job or not. We all need to learn sales skills. And basically, at the end of the day, you really are selling yourself. Now, some of the tips I'm giving you are for actually selling a product, might be a service, whatever it is. Let's talk about the top 5 tips for effective selling. Number 1 is use good adjectives. I know this sounds simple and it sounds probably like, oh, Belinda, come on. Like, that's just so juvenile to use that. Use good adjectives. But I'm here to tell you that when people don't plan their adjectives, they oftentimes will use the same one again and again. And when you are talking to people and you say, this is awesome, but this is so awesome, but this is really awesome, this is really one of my top picks, but this is really one of my top picks, this is my favorite, but this is really my favorite, you sound ridiculous. Like, people will start to tune you out and they won't listen to a word that you say. So when you are a new salesperson, look at whatever it is that you're selling and come up with adjectives, good ones, and a variety of them that sort of describe that product or service. One of the things I highly recommend, as many of you know, is practice, practice, practice. And when you are thinking about what you're going to say to a potential customer, even if this is in writing, guys, you want to practice out loud. And you want to make sure that you are using those different adjectives. In fact, if you're doing a little sales presentation or talking about or describing the product, it's always a good idea that when I talk about this feature or benefit, then I always say it's incredible, it's a must-have, this is one of a kind, exclusive, this is stunning, depending on whatever it is that you are promoting. So it's intuitive. It is. This will help bring out your authenticity. Like, find those really good adjectives that are going to help you describe your product or service. And don't think for one minute that if you've been doing this for a hot minute, that you won't fall back into that. I remember after I had been training and doing presentations and being up in front of an audience of thousands of people, is I was pretty good, right? But then I had to do a video. This is when video was first coming out. And I was talking to a group over in London, and they wanted me to do a video saying that I was so excited. I was actually going over there and I was going to present in London, but they wanted me to do this video ahead of time saying how excited that I was to come. And I said, probably, I don't even know how many times, amazing and incredible. Those ended up being my 2 words. When you are nervous, or sometimes if you just do something on the fly, you will get stuck in words, and you do. And so I did the whole video, and I said to my husband, who was doing the taping, I said, how was that? He goes, other than everything being amazing and incredible, it was good. So I think you need to do it again. I was like, oh man. And then I went back and did it again, and it sounded much, much better. Otherwise, they're going to listen to that, tune me out, and think, oh, this is the lady that's coming to our conference. All she said was how amazing and incredible it was going to be. So that's just a little bit of advice. You're never at a point where you're not going to fall into this trap. Trust me. All right, number 2 is identify the pain point. You know, people want to know what you're going to be able to do for them, or what is this product going to do for me? How's it going to help me? How's it going to make my life different? How's your course going to help me? When you can find that pain point, and that's often by asking a question, do you ever feel this way? Have you ever found yourself struggling with this? Have you ever just wanted a way or wished that you could just do this? Well, guys, I want to tell you about this because this will really help you in this particular area. I want to give you these five tips that are going to really help solve this for you or bring you some peace of mind in this area. Whatever the case is, and you have to map that out. And oftentimes people move right into what this product does. They run into descriptive mode before they've actually told the customer why they might want it. And the why they would want it is going to be the thing that causes them to listen to the thing you have that might take care of it. If you just start moving into here, this does this, this does this, this is great, then people are like, yeah, but what will it do for me really? Like, why do I really need it? Whenever I train and I'm going to train a new idea for people, I always spend the first few minutes saying, here's why you would want to do this. Here's what it will do for you if you were to set goals or work on your time management skills or whatever the case. I'm just naming a couple of things. But if I don't get the buy-in from them on why they would even want to try this idea I'm giving them, then when I get to the here's how you do it, they're not even listening. They just haven't bought in yet. So always start with the why. And for you, the why is the pain point. What are you going to be able to do for them with this product or service? Then number three is share testimonials. Testimonials are the single most powerful ingredient that prompts people to take action. I will say that again for you. Testimonials are the single most powerful ingredient that prompts people to take action. Why? Because when it's you saying it, it's not as believable. They're like, well, sure, because you're selling it. But when other people say, this was great, I love it, this completely changed this for me, I was struggling with this, and then I bought this, and it was completely different. This book was so helpful for me. I was struggling with this, and there were so many really great tips in here. I really learned how to blah, blah, blah. Testimonials are amazing. And if you've ever spent any time watching QVC or infomercials, they call them advertorials now, but they used to be called infomercials. And boy, I used to study those because they did a really great job of creating the why, describing the product in a way that you just felt like you couldn't live without it. And then they sprinkled this entire segment with testimonials from other consumers. And it just made for what? A pretty exciting show. And oftentimes you found yourself buying things that you never even considered buying before. So make sure that you have good testimonials. And a great way to do that, honestly, guys, this is another whole Tuesday tip, but when you do really good customer care and identify your super fans and really connect with them, they'll tell you what they love. So that's kind of a win-win. When you take care of your customers and do good customer care, you'll find that they'll say, oh, I love this. It really helped me with this. Thank you so much for creating this program, for telling me about this product, blah, blah, blah. Because then you're actually showing them you care about them. They're giving you this fantastic testimonial. And then you're like, oh, do you mind if I use that on my website? Would you mind if I used that? I used to do testimonials on the back covers of my CDs. And I would say, would you mind if I used that on the back cover of my CD jacket? And they were like, oh my gosh, no, I would be honored. Thank you. And then I'd have some really great testimonials on the back. Number four, create a grouping or a bundle. We can call it a set. this is so important in really selling more, if you will. And that is taking several items that you have that sort of work cohesively together or programs and selling it as a bundle. When you do this, people are like, well, I could get that, that, and that. But if I buy all three, maybe it's a little bit cheaper. Maybe it isn't. Now, I find that if you really want to sell a good bundle, it needs to have a little bit of a break in the price point. That's always helpful. And I will tell you that people look at the value versus what they are spending. People are more interested in what they're saving than what they're spending. So when you do your bundles, keep that in mind and think about it. I just want to say this because I've been training this for a really, really long time. And actually, when I was asked to speak at that event for Colgate Palmolive, I have to tell you, it was because I was a master at selling in groupings. And they identified that. I was one of the higher sales reps that they had. And they were like, oh my gosh, how are you doing this? And it was because I sold different items in sets. Sometimes I would come up with fun names for the sets. You can do this on your websites with your products. And sometimes when you have an interesting name to that bundle, it grabs people's attention. But when did I look this up? It was in the 80s, I want to say. I need to look it up again. I should have looked up the date for doing this with you. But McDonald's was the leader in the value meals, where they took your regular hamburger, Coke, and a fry and said, let's call this a meal. The savings on it was only about 50 cents, if you really want to know the truth. But once they launched those meals, their drive-through business went up by 65%, almost overnight when they introduced those meals. Why? Because it was quick and easy and people don't have to think. And so it had very little to do with the price. So when you can put things in groupings of what people actually might need for going back to number two, what is their pain point? How is that going to help them? And you can show them how this grouping will help. Then, and these are the main things you're going to need, people will say, I'll just take that. You know, if you can't come up with a creative name, call them 1, 2, 3, and 4. Call them A, B, C, and D. You know, I always like to come up with fun names. But that is tip number 4 for effective selling. And tip number 5, I saved what I'm going to say is the best and most important for last. All the others are just the warm-up, if you will. And that is sell the benefit, not the feature. You know, we always sell features and benefits. I'm sure you have all heard that, features and benefits. And sometimes features are important, but they're not where the real emphasis is. The benefit is, what is it going to do for you? How is it going to help you? How will your life be different? Oftentimes people call this descriptive selling with a feature selling. So if it's a real feature, like this is what really makes this product stand out. But what most people do is they get way down into the features. And I have been guilty of this even after I've been training it and knowing it. A lot of times when you are creating a sales page and you are bulleting all of your features, there's very little benefit. And I even have to go back after my team has created a sales page and I'm like, you guys, you're just describing it. You're describing the course. You're describing what they get in the course, but you're not telling them what the course will do for them. You're not explaining to them what the outcome will be or could be for them. And then sprinkle that in with testimonials from other great customers that have said, it totally did this for me. That's just validation of what you're telling them that it will do for them. But I see lots of people go, you know, feature, 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 testimonial, but the person then doesn't even relate to the testimonial as much because they haven't completely bought into what's it really going to do for me. So these are my top 5 tips for effective selling. really, whether you're selling a product, whether you're selling a service, a course, whatever the case may be, these five tips will help you be more effective and be more productive. And at the end of the day, probably make more money. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time on Work From Your Happy Place. Don't forget to check out our great interviews on Mondays and Thursdays with our business entrepreneurs and our artistic entrepreneurs. They are really pretty fantastic, and you don't want to miss out. Always feel free to leave us a review, rate and review, because you know what? That's what helps us so much, and we appreciate you for doing it. See you next time.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.